Hello, everybody, and welcome to Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks, episode 182. I am Neil.
I am Annalise.
Hi, sexy pants.
Hi.
Thank you. Do want to say one thing real quick
before
you do the introduction. I wanted to thank Courtney from the Quadcast for all the help he's given us, but me on the YouTube thing, because his son's a very successful YouTuber, and he's given me a lot of help, and I very much appreciate it. Thank you, Courtney. Now, done with Courtney, let's move on with the show.
We're never done with Courtney. We're going to introduce our guests.
Yeah. All right, let's go.
All right,
let's do this. Let's get into it.
Today, we have some very special guests. We have Chris and Jenny from the Faces and Aces podcast. Faces and Aces .. Las Vegas podcast.
..
And I was going to say before they start talking that I think that Jenny used to be on the podcast, but not so much anymore. And we'll talk about that as well. So, hi, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
Isn't it always funny? Isn't it funny to like, we've been talking for about 10 or 15 minutes, and then it's like you have to start over and make it sound like, hey, yeah, we just dropped in. How's it going?
Yeah. Long time listener, first time caller.
Right.
Exactly. Long time, first time.
I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Or I like the, hey, can you keep me on the line because I'm not in my car right now? Like, all right. Yeah. Sure.
Thanks for having us on. It's good to be here.
It's long overdue, and as you've heard before, that's totally our fault. We apologize. We're terrible. Getting back to guests that we have always wanted on the show and friends that we've made through Twitter and podcasting, and so we apologize for being jerks. But
wow,
to know us is to love us.
Yeah, no apology is necessary. Exactly. To know you is to love you and to know how it goes. It's usually 2 years after. And I've heard the other episodes.
Right.
It takes a while.
Yeah.
It's like, we've been talking about this forever.
I'm just a generally lazy person, so...
That's not true.
It kind of is, though. Like, I really don't want to do anything, you know? I do stuff. And I do stuff because I have to do stuff. And I just kind of want to do stuff. But I'm really kind of lazy. So... You know,
I think part of it too with the podcast is that we really are excited about doing it and we really like doing it, but then it becomes like this, oh my God, we got to record the podcast. Let's record it. And we've made no plan. So it's like, well, can we have someone on? Call this person and see if they're available in 10 minutes. And it never works out. So
right.
It's bad planning on our part. But anyway, welcome guys. We're super thrilled to have you guys on.
Before we get started, you guys should give out your handles and information, and not Jenny, of course, because I don't know. I've tried to stalk her, and it was difficult.
Mission accomplished. I've done everything in my life to be as invisible as possible out there.
She's a woman of mystery, and that's why I love her.
Right.
But I'm out there through my dog. That I'm willing to do. Not myself, but my dog has a public profile. So I'll share that.
Oh, I love you so much.
Yeah. That you won't so much once you see her public profile.
Yeah, I'm not even sure if Jenny's her real name.
Oh, nice.
That is too funny. All right. Well, at least Chris, give your you're willing
pimp
social wise.
Pimp
your shit.
Pimp your dog.
Hey, pimp the dog.
Yeah.
Pimp the dog? Okay, the dog has an Instagram account, of course, because every dog has to have an Instagram account. And hers is, our dog's name is Moxie, so her Instagram account is Tuesdays with Moxie.
Oh, nice.
That's nice. I like that.
Is that a take on, like, Tuesdays with Maury?
It is, and I'm so guilty. I probably should admit this, but I haven't even read the book.
I think that is epic. That is great. I do that with so many things where I like claim like, yeah, I totally know that. Didn't see it. Didn't read it. Don't know it.
Yeah. So I jumped online. I read the Cliff's Notes version so I at least could have some notion of what it's about. So every Tuesday we try to put out a life lesson, quote unquote life lesson, that Moxie gives. And then the rest of the account's just your typical dog Instagram account.
That's awesome.
I love it. I really do.
We don't follow that, do we?
We will now.
That's awesome.
Yeah, follow them back. And that's how Instagram works. We're all learning this Instagram stuff over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very popular with the kids.
It is.
Oh, don't even get me started with what's popular with the kids and why we're trying to break into that whole realm, because I'll just start crying and shaking in a corner. So let's get...
I keep telling Chris, it's not even popular with the kids anymore. Now it's Snapchat. They're already past Instagram. Oh.
Yeah, and what the hell, this Snapchat thing... freaks me out. I'm like, I don't even know. I look at it and I'm like, I don't know. I kind of
find it almost a little bit creepy, but you know,
it is. It is.
Yeah.
Let's and let's pimp the podcast.
Chris, pimp your podcast. Shit, we keep moving on.
Yeah.
Go.
All right. I do a podcast about Las Vegas. It's called Faces and Aces Las Vegas, and you can find me on Twitter at Faces and Aces LV. I was about to say .com, but no .com on Twitter.
That's awesome. .com.
Yeah, at Faces and Aces LV.
That would actually be kind of cool if the name was .com. Like you just had like facesandaces.com. No, that's part of the name. You need to put that in there. Real quick, if you want, or you don't have to do it quickly if you don't want to, to kind of explain like a little bit about the podcast, how you came up with it, why you came up with it.
Why Las Vegas?
Wait a minute, why not Las Vegas?
Yeah, why not Las Vegas? There's great things that happen in Las Vegas. I'm actually going to look up real quick while I'm talking the episode that you guys appeared on, and that was kind of the transition episode for me when I realized what the format of the show should be, which is have somebody on and share a fun Vegas story, and then actually go out to Vegas and try to find an interview that pairs well with that story. And I think when I talked to you guys, we had that great story about visiting the Salt Flats, didn't quite make it to Vegas.
Right.
You know, I thought, wow, what a great interview to pair with this one that I happen to have with a casino that's way off strip. And from there on, I just pushed forward with that format. And that's what it's been from the ever since you had you guys on.
And that explains where I went.
That is awesome.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh. No, I'm totally kidding. I was only filling in temporarily.
Oh, that was epic. That was so good.
And it was Aaron and
Kate
Rakos. Kate, no, is that right? Katie?
No,
no, that's not right.
Aaron and Katie.
Yes.
Oh,
friends of mine. Yeah. And they just kind of really didn't love podcasting or Vegas as quite as much as I did.
All right.
And so, that's kind of what happened there. And so just move forward as a solo show. Jenny helped me make that transition. And then it's been just a great adventure ever since, because I get to go out and meet really cool people and learn things that I really know very little about.
Well, I have to say, as of, I don't know, a year plus ago, I don't know, because obviously I listened to episodes like 12 and 13 when they came out, and you're in episode like, what, 38 now?
38,
So I've been listening that whole time, and you're just getting nothing but better. I mean, like, it's just it's really, really cool, and it was great.
It was always amazing.
But, like, the way that you've had it paired and, like, figured it out, like, you're dialed. I feel like you've got it dialed.
It sounds so pro now.
We're a little embarrassed.
It's like, wow, 38 episodes in and he's freaking amazing. 182 episodes in and we haven't changed a goddamn thing.
That's super cool of you guys to say.
I think our episodes have gotten shorter.
Yeah.
But 38 episodes and it's been 2 years. So I don't put them out quite that frequently. And I think the big trick was at a certain point, I just stopped caring.
Nice.
Like stopped obsessing over the numbers, stopped obsessing over, oh, what is going to make good content? And, you know, I just said, what's going to make me happy in doing this podcast since it's my hobby? And since making that transition, it's kind of become more comfortable and more fun to do.
It's very liberating once you let go of all that stuff. We reached that place and it's so nice when you just, but it's kind of fun in the beginning when, you know, you're like looking at the numbers and you're like, oh my gosh, who's listening? Where are they listening? And you're getting super excited. And what should I say? Or what shouldn't I say? And you're learning. But then there's that, you know, you get to, I don't want to say the top of the mountain, but you climb the little hill and you get up there and you look around and you're like, no, I'm good. This is good. I don't have to worry about it. I just want to have a good time.
This is far enough for me. I'm
yeah.
Good here.
I just want to enjoy the view.
Yeah. And just have fun and stop worrying about, oh, I got to get this great guest or I got to get, you know, basically now it's just kind of like, hey, who are some fun people and cool to hang out with?
Yeah.
Let's see if they'll come on the show. Yeah.
And when you go to Vegas, you guys always go together, or Chris, sometimes do you go on your own, or Jenny, do you go on your own, or how does that work? Because I mean, I would imagine you're both fans of Vegas.
We just took a trip together last weekend.
Nice. Well, yeah, we saw that. Yeah, and congrats on some of those some of that.